Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Jordan Love passed for 258 yards, four touchdowns, and one pick as the Packers routed the Cardinals 34-13 on Sunday at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott. Two of the four touchdown passes went to Romeo Doubs, who's returning from a one-game suspension.
Just having Rome back out on the field was awesome. It was huge. And, you know, he went out there and made some big-time plays, the two touchdown catches and some more plays before that.
That's Jordan Love. Dobbs' performance met with support from Packers fans who watched their team improve to 4-2. Green Bay also rushing for 179 yards as they play good, solid, complementary football. And another solid day for the defense, too. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
The Packers held the Arizona passing game to 214 yards and just 89 rushing yards. They added two more takeaways, giving them 17 in the first six games of the season after gathering 18 all of last year.
We're playing with a lot more vision this year, and I think our guys are doing a good job of just taking everything that we drill and stress on a daily basis and, you know, apply it to the game. You know, you can talk about it and drill it till you're blue in the face in terms of punching at the ball and making a conscious effort of really attacking and the football.
I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Title Town tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Till dawn. You don't need experience. closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Some other beginnings end.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Thank you. was when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to own. I used to roll the dice, feel the fear in my enemy's eyes, listen as the crowd.
FM.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file. Hill.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler today, with snow showers mixing in with rain showers as we hit high temperatures in the mid-40s. More snow chances mix back in tonight as temperatures plummet below freezing to the upper 20s. Little to no snow accumulation is expected. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Magic, magic.
The right mix for Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Woo! Mix 103.1.
Montag, lieben Glauben, Globen.
We'll be right back. For Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Just the
103.1 FM.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with some rain showers. There could be a few flurries that mix in at times as you head into the overnight. Clearing towards tomorrow morning and cold with lows in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns but staying chilly, high only mid-40s. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Start a fight. I know this can't be right. Hey. streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be. Well, how can I forget you?
Is Trail Mix 103.1.
Take me all the way. I don't ever wanna feel. I'm all alone. At least I have her love.